Welcome to the entertainment section of your favorite program. It's 5:39. Some celebrities have a tendency when they, especially musicians, when they show up at a venue, they have what we've called concert riders, where they ask for all kinds of crazy things.
A bowl of M&Ms with the red M&Ms separated out.
Oh, that's not crazy. Okay, red and the yellow, that they have to be removed. It's just ridiculous. This is a celebrity that put in a request and actually had it written into their divorce decree, something I think makes a lot of sense. Lena Headey, I believe is how her name is pronounced. She is in the show Game of Thrones. They've had kind of a nasty divorce. It's been going on for quite some time, which, you know, Hollywood divorce is nuts, no news. She just struck a deal with her husband that both he and she must download an application into their smartphones that prohibits them from texting or emailing or surfing the web at all while in their cars. Why? They have a 3-year-old son. And the husband, Peter Lofgren, apparently has had a very bad accident in the past. And so she was really concerned about him driving their kid around. And this was put into the divorce decree. He agreed to it. She agreed to it. And the judge said, let it be so.
In most divorce papers, I mean, I could say this from having gone through my own divorce 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When both parties, when soon-to-be-divorced husband and soon-to-be-divorced wife reach an agreement on something,
yeah,
unless it's completely out of left field, the judge is going to say, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's just move on.
Both parties are more likely to adhere to an agreement that they've both said yes to rather than something that the court orders them to do.
And I know for people that have got, you know, oodles of kids, I understand that this may sound silly, but when our daughter was first born and we would take her somewhere, like when we dropped her off at a preschool or something like that, because in Florida, I don't know if it's such a big deal here, in Florida, there are horrible, tragic circumstances of people leaving their kid in a hot car, and it ends tragically. And a lot of times, people forget that the kid is in the back seat. You know, they're going off on their, I know, how do you do that? But it has happened. And so my wife and I instituted a thing that when we were dropping our daughter off somewhere, we called or texted the other person saying, child is dropped off. And if you didn't get that text, the other one was to follow up and say, hey, you didn't text me that the kid's dropped off. Where is she? Oh, I didn't forget the kid. Because when you're a brand new parent, you know, I mean, you want to avoid any and all tragedy at all times.
I did a tragic story like that in Connecticut, where on some days the mother would take the child to daycare.
Yeah.
And on other days the father would take the child to daycare.
And that was our case. That was our case.
Dad had the baby in the car.
Yep.
And just, you know, he's thinking about other things, and the child fell asleep back there.
Yes.
So the child's quiet.
Yes.
He didn't stop at daycare.
Yeah.
Parked the car at the commuter train parking lot and got on the train with the baby in the car.
Yeah. See,
the child died in the car as it got hot in the afternoon.
No, I couldn't live. I would not be able to live with myself after that. So we put in some kind of... I don't think that divorce thing... I don't think that's unusual. I don't think that's unreasonable.
I think that's smart.
I think it was being smart. It's too complicated to go into a lot of detail, but T.J. Jackson is the guardian of Michael Jackson's three kids, which we all know they're actually not his kids, but they're...
Which one is T.J.? This is the mother?
Some kind of a cousin.
It's not
or
a mother.
I don't know. And now there's another Jackson called Anthony Jackson II. Has filed legal documents to say TJ should not be the guardian, that he should be the guardian, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. We all know that it's more about the money than it is about the good, the best welfare for the child.
This is generational dysfunctionalism.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely is. Speaking of dysfunctionalism, I'm calling shenanigans on this. Justin Bieber, now, and I hate to even talk about him. First of all, there's a story that there was a party at his place a few weeks back. One of the security team called 911, said a girl was having some kind of a blackout. Then they said, no, she's having some kind of seizure. And then they said, no, she apparently just drank too much. We'll take her to our hospital ourselves. The woman never made it to a hospital, and nobody knows what happened. And the authorities are saying, hey, we'd kind of like to know, is everything okay? But that's the minor mystery surrounding Justin Bieber at this
point. I was a celebrity, a bigger celebrity than I already am.
Well, I was going to say, dude, you are. You know,
there would never be parties at Connolly House.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yeah, I think I would have to agree with you.
I wouldn't want to be responsible for what some guests might bring in. I wouldn't want to know that, well, you know, they're doing coke in your basement bathroom and, you know, the upstairs is being used as a brothel. I would not want that.
I'm too much of a homebody anyway. I don't want a bunch of people in my house. I want my house to be quiet.
If I was going to throw a party, it would be somewhere else. It would be at a club or at a hotel or at a banquet hall or something.
Let somebody else bring the food. Let somebody else clean up. All right, so here's the big story about Bieber. Remember last week we talked that there was a rumor flying around that Bieber hinted on a radio morning show interview that he was going to retire. And at that point, I just said, oh, you know, bull
I'm not
hockey.
That lucky.
and his business manager came out, or his manager came out and said, oh, no, not going to retire, not at all. Now it appears that he is taking it one step further. He's made it official. He tweeted. Now, in his world, this is making an official world announcement. He says on Twitter, my beloved Beliebers, I am officially retiring. He is making it. He's saying that he's done. He's retiring. Now, here's why I call it shenanigans. His new album is about to drop. And there is a film about Bieber getting ready to hit. And I think this is a publicity stunt.
I think you're right.
I don't think a young man at 19 years old, at the height of his career, and let's face it, he's peaking right now. And unless he's got something more to offer,
it would be a miracle for him to still be where he is now at 23 or 24.
Yeah, sure. I don't, unless he... Look at Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake is a genius. I don't particularly care for his style of music, but he has transitioned from being boy band to producer to being in movies. He's got his fingers in the business of music and entertainment. Justin Timberlake is a force to be reckoned with and will be for years.
All right, maybe I can get you to feel sorry for Justin Bieber. I know this is going to be a huge uphill. This is pushing a boulder up a steep incline.
Yeah, give it your best shot. Let's see what happens.
I feel in some ways sorry for people who have success too early in life. I think, like, we're going to have the Winter Olympics soon.
Yeah.
You will see figure skaters who are 18 and 19 years old who win the gold medal.
Or younger.
They will not have anything bigger in their life. And what lies ahead for them?
Mm-hmm.
Smucker's Stars on Ice is one of real lives where people are skating around as Beauty and the Beast. And that would be depressing. Justin Bieber at 19.
Has peaked.
So what does his 30s look like? And to me, I think it's kind of sad and potentially depressing to be a has-been at 30.
Yeah.
And that's for athletes. For Olympians, pop stars, for people in the Disney chain of stuff, all of that is what's happening, and that may not be a happy adulthood.
And it can be a life wrecker. I hope that one of the tweets that he did put out there is, it had a good Christian message to it. I know. I hope his faith is genuine, and I hope if he is retiring that he finds peace and some normalcy in his life. Speaking of normalcy, remember the illegitimate child that caused the breakup of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Skeletor herself, Maria Shriver?
With the maid.
Yes. That boy is now 16 years old.
Right, because he was kept secret for a while, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Arnold drove to his house, where he still lives with his mom, Bakersfield, California, and dropped off a brand new 2014 Jeep Wrangler Rubicon in the driveway for his 16-year-old son.
Nothing,
Merry Christmas.
Nothing good will come of that.
You don't think so?
Kid with a fancy ride? No, nothing good comes of that.
Yeah, I know. My brother, I think I've said this. My brother wanted to give me a Z28 for graduation. Now, keep in mind, me graduating high school was a big deal in my family. I was the first person in my family, except for my mother, to graduate high school.
Your police docket yeah. law enforcement background Lord. Would have looked much different if you got the car.
Yeah. I mean, he brought it to me, allowed me to take it out on a date, and I was digging this car. And he talked to my mother about it, our mother, and said, yeah, I'm going to give it to him for his graduation. I'm flying home instead of driving home. She goes, no, you're not. And I found out about it later. I'm like, why? Good grades and fast cars don't mix. Yeah, really bite me.
That's true.
It may be true, but it's
true.
But dude, as a graduating senior
it was
white with the blue racing stripe. It was the Z28, man.
It was the car. Right? The.
It was nice. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. I didn't get a car for graduate. Yeah, I know. Feel for me, right?
You've waited a lifetime, and now the wait is over. It's today's show, available in an exclusive DVD box set collector's edition. It's the 6, 7, and 8 o'clock hour of today's program, all on DVD and Blu-ray. Yes, now you can add today's traffic, today's weather, and today's delightful commercials to your permanent DVD collection. You'll also get deleted scenes, including the first two versions of this poorly conceived ad for a DVD box set. Don't wait. Order yours today. Warning, music and entertaining show content not included. Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.